Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we have a couple of things we want to visit about today. One, Memorial Day is coming up. We want to talk about that. And then we need to remind folks about the Cass County Memorial. That's not memorial. Historical. But some of it's memorial, Shona. But it's historical museum. So
to the Cass County Museum.
Yes. So let's talk first about Memorial Day, because you have some special plans.
Well, we do. This has been the sixth year that I've been involved with this program, which we have out at the Griswold Cemetery, which is west of town. And it's at 10:30 on Memorial Day. And then our Legion Auxiliary, they do lunch at the community building.
And everybody's invited.
Following the service.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you have some local people participating in the service. Do you have any guest speakers? Kind of what's the program?
Absolutely. Pastor Jessica Jacobson, who is our minister at the Methodist Church here in Griswold, will be singing the national anthem and doing everything else. Our speaker for the day is a young man by the name of Lieutenant Alex Paul, and he right now is living in Waterloo. He is a graduate of Iowa State and just a fascinating young man. He's just finished Black Hawk Helicopter School. Mm. He's with the National Guard there as well, but his paid job, his 8-to-5 job, is flying a medic helicopter.
Oh, very interesting.
Out of Waterloo. Mm-hmm. And he's just an interesting young man on the different items that he has achieved. And it might be interesting fact, he is the grandson of Ellie Pelzer.
Some local town folks there.
Absolutely,
yes,
and
yes.
Ellie is at the Heritage House now.
Okay. Well, that's great mm-hmm. to have. Let's say he's coming home. He may not have grown up there or what, but he's sort of coming home in a way, so that's great to have
yes,
that happen.
Yes, he spent a lot of his summers and a lot of time, breaks from school and university.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of time here because he has quite a bit of family around,
okay.
including his grandmother.
That's great. Remind us again of the time for that memorial service.
It's 10:30 on Monday, the 30th of May.
All right. And
if we have bad weather, we will have everything in the community building.
Okay, good to know. Put that on your calendar, mm-hmm. folks. All right, the other thing we want to talk about is the Cass County Museum. You've been associated with that for a lot of years, Shona, and things keep changing there. If you've been there, you said, well, I've been there a couple times. I don't think I need mm-hmm. to go again. That's probably not a good thing to think.
No, they're constantly changing the displays. We are closed in the winter and just opened the first Wednesday of this month. So the girls have time to change the exhibits. And we have a visitor who has been a very good supporter and patron of our museum. He is coming to visit from Phoenix at the beginning of June. So we're making sure that we have a lot of Gene Sunderman items on display.
A museum doesn't grow unless you have great supporters.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take one person, it takes a village.
Yes, for sure. So will he be there to visit with folks, or is he just more there to see the exhibits?
No, we have some. He grew up in just outside of Lyman. And then after graduating from Griswold, he lived in Des Moines. And then when he retired, moved to Phoenix. So he's coming from Phoenix. And it's just amazing because he has had some health issues, so it's wonderful that he will be here.
Good.
He will be here probably about 4 days.
All right.
In the Griswold area.
Stop. So there are some folks that surely should be visiting with him and kind of bring back some old memories there.
So, yes.
And then you have another unusual, and I'm going to say important, visitor that some folks may not have heard about. Can you tell us a little bit about this person who's going to come visit?
Yes. I'm not actually sure. He is coming to our museum at 3 o'clock on Friday the 20th. And I don't know if his name is Gallivant.
No, I don't
or that
think so.
Is the pro- yeah. Or if that is the program he's yeah. involved in. But it's sponsored by Iowa Beef. And he is doing a tour of Southwest Iowa.
I think he's done this a couple times in the past and tries to visit highlights in the area and then puts them
yes.
on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and things everybody can take mm-hmm. part in, and has had some great comments about the places he visits. So we'll
That's
be,
wonderful.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, when we're close to home, we sort of don't appreciate the things that we have. So it's sometimes new eyes help us.
Absolutely, yes. I've never met him before, so I'm looking forward to it. Kenner Baxter is bringing him to the museum, and of course he's head of tourism for Cass County.
Right, and also now and also now the president of the State Tourism Association. So we have another celebrity, yes.
Congratulations, yeah. Kenner. Did not know that.
Yes. She doesn't wear that hat with a sign on it, I guess. But
has been a
supporter of tourism for many years
yes.
and is always...
a long time, yes.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as you have, too.
Now, we've talked about some other visitors. Let's talk about us visiting. Again, kind of going back, what are the hours?
The hours, they just opened, the hours Wednesday through Sunday are from 1 until 4. And if those times don't suit you, you can make an appointment by calling 778-5040. And someone will be there and can give you a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We have several films that we can show if you are interested. The first one we made was Mole to Gold, and second, Early History of Atlantic, and before my health issue, we had finished the Early History of Griswold, and then planning on going on to Messina, but haven't got there yet.
Well, there's just move on ahead. Lots and lots mm-hmm. of stories to tell. And I'm glad I'm glad you mentioned that you're open by appointment, because sometimes family have visitors come in from around the area and they really want to
mm-hmm.
show off what they have here. And so don't stop because you think the hours are just 1 to 4. Make a contact and set up a great tour from somebody there at the museum.
Right, right.
How is the museum governed? Is there a board? How do things
yes.
go together?
We have nine board members, and we have a board of trustees, although this has not been a good year for the museum because we have lost some wonderful people, and we're doing great with volunteers, but yes, one of our dearest people, Roald Beerbohm, did a lot of work at the museum through the years, as did Carol Junk. And we lost both of them within a few months of each
mm-hmm.
other.
Well, it's really important that others, you can't ever replace those that are gone, but you can still step in and add your own skills and so on. So volunteers are
mm-hmm.
so important. Just quickly, what is your favorite, Shona, your favorite exhibit?
My favorite exhibit would have to be Wayne Kirchhoff's. It's certainly up there. And Phil Shintz from Atlantic.
Okay.
Totally different displays. As you know, Phil was a collector of... beautiful antique furniture and china, and Wayne Kirchhoff's collection, of course, is farm barns from around here. Not everything that he built is here, but we have around 80.
Wow. Amazing.
Models that he has made. And the men really love looking at that.
So remember, men can be as interested in museums as anybody else, and kids can have a good time. So again, your hours are?
1 until 4, Wednesday through Sunday, or by appointment.
All right. Until next time, and thanks to Shona Putnam for visiting with us, only by not forgetting the past can we be the masters of our future.